Hallelujah, amen, in the name of Jesus. We continue the better new and living way, we are in part four. The subject is, why is there persecution? Open the Bible, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13. Then you will put them away like an old coat. You will change them like people change clothes. But you will always continue to be the same. Your life will never come to an end. Hallelujah. Amen. It is what God told, talk about Jesus. And he is talking about Jesus' faith. And his faithfulness to the God. Hebrews chapter 11, what it means to trust God. God has created us, and we know about that. And God is able, and God see from the beginning of the creation, God could see how Satan betrayed God and destroy God's plan from the beginning and make God disappointed and God condemn people, human, to death and rejected Satan from heaven and called him Satan, and he knew, God knew about Satan's activity, ability, how he make fool, and God sent the messenger, the prophets, apostles, disciples, angels to save people from Satan and demons. And God also gave a lot of resources, a lot of guided us how we can defeat Satan and his demons and be safe. And God will that we must God will that we must be able and we must be awakened and read the Bible, because God let people put it on the Bible whatever happened from the beginning until Jesus ascending, and after that also through Jesus followers, apostles activity. And God talk in this chapter about a lot of wonderful prophets, a lot of wonderful betrusted God, how they worked and why God accepted them. And God will that at least we can learn from them that have such a faith and such a sacrifice to make us be God's betrusted people and do a good thing for the rest of the world and for the humanity. And God talk about Noah, about Enoch, about Abraham, about Cain, and about Moses, about Isaiah. About a lot of Isaac, about Jacob, and about a lot of people, a lot of prophets God has sent to us and has made us happy. And a lot of people who trusted God and obeyed God in very quick way and did a lot of wonderful thing. And it is stand in the scripture, and we must read and learn about their life and be happy. Hallelujah. Amen. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 5, Jesus became human like us to save us. Yes, God sent his beloved son Jesus as a human in this world, that he experienced all our pain, and also used God's commandments to rescue us from all those pain and give us a sin-free and peaceful life, peaceful life. And God also is able, and God, we cannot deny and deny that they don't know exactly, because he knows exactly what is going on and helps us. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1 to 4, do not turn away from God's message. So we must be very careful. We must remember the messages that the God's message is the most important and beautiful phrase that contains both education, prayer, warnings, and promise, and give us huge hope. And in God's words, in God's messages, we find rest, and we can save us, secure us, even our siblings in Christ's family, or our siblings through Abraham. We can save each other. Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 8, the Most High God gave land to be the home of each nation. When he made people into separate groups, he decided where the borders should be. He did that to match the number of angels in heaven. Then God also talked in Moses' fifth book. God give God's nation. God has caused the whole world of different nation or different culture, tradition, language, different hair and eye color, skin color, and God love and will that all of us support each other, love each other, and live together and learn from each other and teach each other. Hallelujah. Amen. Daniel chapter 10 verse 20, then the angel said to me, I will tell you why I have come to you. I will explain to you what the words in the book of God's truth mean. But now I must return to fight a battle against the ruler of Persia. After I have won that battle, the ruler of Greece will appear. Only my Michael will help me. He is the angel who keeps your own people safe. Nobody else will be there to help me fight against God's enemy. Hallelujah. Amen. Then also we learn from Daniel that how Daniel had a close connection to God through the angels. Who came to Daniel and give him authority and ability to fight against their bad king in that time he lived, and how he rescued many from that king's bad decision and dangerous decision and dangerous duel. Psalm chapter 8, the sky at night, Lord our ruler, your name is famous all over the world. the sky above shows how great you are. You have taught children and babies to praise you. You do that to show your enemies how strong you are. Anyone who turns against you has to be quiet. Your cruel enemies can do nothing. You made the skies with your own hands. When I too look up, I see the moon and the stars. You have put them all in their right place. So why do you even think about men and women? Why do you take care of human? You have made their place a little below God himself. You have given them honor like kings. You have chosen them to rule everything that you have made. You have put everything under their authority. Yes, human rule them all, farm animals and wild animals, Jesus, farm birds, fish, and all the things that swim in the sea. Lord, our ruler, your name is famous all over the world. And God also in Psalm has gathered a lot of prayer, and most of them from David. David was a king and a betrothed, God's betrothed son. And God told David that his ascendant is going to reign the world and be a famous person in this world from his generation. He's going to be his son, and he's going to reign the world and rescue the humanity. That is because David sat and prayed, and it is gathered in the Psalm. Genesis chapter 1, God makes the earth. In the beginning, God made the heaven and earth. The earth was without shape, and it was empty. Deep water covered the earth, and everywhere was dark. The Spirit of God moved above the water. God said, there will be light, and there was light. And God created the universe and created the earth in beautiful way. And God planted seed and made the earth beautiful. And God created Adam and Eve, and created the sky, and it is done. How God has made day and night after he created the sun and the other stars, a lot of planets, to make such a balance in the universe and make the earth unique planet for humanity to live there and make it beautiful. And we can learn everything about God's creation of the universe and how God will that we make this world as heaven. And before human, God has created the earth, and God created the animals in that, and it was a lot of history that it was fish, and it was monkey, it was monkey planet, it was a fish planet, it was dinosaurs planet, it was another history, and all those history became end, went in end, and it was human who became. And we can see and read to see the development of the earth and how it was changed. And God looked at everything that he had made. He saw that it was very good. Evening passed, and then it was morning. That was the sixth day that God became ready with his creation. Hallelujah. Amen. Go in peace and happiness. Do not forget that open the Bible and read those chapters, especially the last chapter, which is Genesis chapter 1, that you can learn about God and his creation. Hallelujah. Amen.